Hey, welcome back. We're in our next segment of Out of the Tower. We got Dr. George Robinson in the Scent Life Studios. Thanks for being here, George.
Glad to be here.
What do we have this week?
Yeah, we've been talking through the core missionary task, entry evangelism, disciple making, gathering together, leadership development, partnership, and exit. And so this week we're going to talk through the myth of the healthy church.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Let's just make some people mad.
Yeah. So, you know, there are a lot of people out there that are riding on healthy church. And the problem with the concept of healthy church is that it skips over the key step of healthy disciple making.
Wow.
The emphasis in the New Testament is not so much just on the church as an entity being healthy, but rather on making healthy disciples.
That's a great point.
And so when you look in the scripture, Acts chapter 2, the birth of the church, right? Right there in Acts 2, verses 36 through 47, what you see is the message that was proclaimed, a clear gospel message, a response to that message, repent and be baptized, every one of you, and you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. You see the liturgy of the church. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. And then you see the impact that flows out of that. There was awe. They were generous. They gathered together regularly, and God multiplied the number of believers as a result. And so what, interestingly, you find, if you work through that passage of Scripture, it ties back exactly to the very thing that we talked about in our last segment.
The teachings of Christ.
So the commands of Christ, repent, believe, and receive the Holy Spirit, be baptized, celebrate the Lord's Supper and worship God, pray at all times for all things, love God and love others, give generously of time, talent, treasure, make disciples by teaching others to obey, all show up right there in Acts chapter 2.
Wow.
That was foundational to the church. Now, George Patterson and those mountain pastors in Honduras, they didn't come up with it. This was the plan of God, that the teachings of Christ would produce healthy disciples who then become a part of a church. And the reason why I say the myth of healthy church is because the reality is the church is made up of many, many members.
Right.
And each individual is at a various stage, a differing stage, with regards to their own personal formation as a Christ follower. And so the idea that we can have a healthy church is the wrong goal,
That's
really.
A good point.
The goal is that we have healthy church members,
right,
healthy disciples of Jesus. And so if you're looking at how to make a church healthy, you're going to look at things like polity and ecclesiology and these big overarching concepts. And those things are important, don't get me wrong, but they skip over the fact that a healthy church is contingent upon making sure that you're shepherding the people within the church, the believers, to be healthy disciples. And you can't do that without focusing in on teaching them how to follow Jesus and to fish for men, how to obey those seven basic commands.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's often easier to tweak an organization than it is to invest your life in people.
Absolutely. I forget who the futurist who has written a couple books right now, kind of popular out there, but he talks about the fact that scale, distance creates scale, right? That when you're looking at an organization and you're trying to tweak the overarching culture of the organization, that the bigger the organization gets, the easier it is for you to be separate from it.
Oh, yeah.
And so disciple making is a life on life thing. And so if we'll just focus on making disciples who follow Jesus and obey those commands in the power of the Holy Spirit, then what we'll find is our churches will become healthier.
That's a great point. Great point. Thanks for sharing that with us this week.
My pleasure.